This is Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. On the first Friday of each month, we take occasion to discuss a topic of environmental pertinence to our state, our county, and of course to our hometown. Lisa Wozniak is Executive Director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters and serves as host of WEMU's first Friday Focus on the Environment. On this month's show, Lisa is going to explore climate change, culture, and the mobilization of citizens in some of our nation's most disproportionately polluted communities.
Climate change has far-reaching implications for communities around the globe. This was certainly highlighted this week with President Obama's trip to Alaska, and we've seen the effects right here in Southeast Michigan, with an increase in extreme weather, flooding and damaging infrastructure, and an increase in green toxic algae in the water bodies like Lake Erie, where a combination of factors, including warming waters, is impacting our clean drinking water, recreational opportunities, and our economy. Today I'm joined by a leader in the climate change movement, Reverend Yearwood, president of the Hip Hop Caucus. Reverend Yearwood has led a number of high-profile campaigns to engage young voters across the nation and is in the Dearborn, Detroit area today for a National Act on Climate bus tour. Welcome to the show, Reverend.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
Well, I'm delighted to have you on this show, and I want to begin our conversation with some background on your organization. Tell me a little bit about the Hip Hop Caucus.
Well, Hip Hop Caucus is an organization that was started back in 2004 around the voting process. It was a coalition of a number of groups, notably put forth by celebrities such as Russell Simmons, Jay-Z, and P. Diddy, and others. And then after the 2004 election, they recognized that they really need to shape policy, because for too long, policy was shaping us. And so we began to put forth, and Hip Hop Caucus was born. I, at the time, was part of the Hip Hop Summit, one of the organizations. I was the political director for Russell Simmons. And then when all the organizations merged together, they named me the president, and I've been the president ever since. And I would say then, around about a year later, in 2005, Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans on August 29th. And I think that catalyzed the organization to move forward in a different way, in which we began to really organize not only to bring forth policy, but also to some degree bring forth survival for communities that were affected not only by things of criminal justice, education, but also climate change.
So when people hear the term hip-hop, they don't necessarily think in environment or climate change. How do you bridge or translate that?
Yeah, I mean, they should. I think, unfortunately, I think when they hear the environment, they have one type of perspective. Sometimes it's polar bears. Sometimes it's other things that are you know, they get to, they say, they think of Vermont or California. They don't think of it, but I think that, you know, one of the things for us is that it has been around. Dr. Ben Chavis, who actually led the Hip Hop Caucus, Hip Hop Summit, before we merged together, was the inventor of the term the environmental injustice. And so I think that was one of the main things. And we have been around this issue for many, 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 many years. And I think that for too long, we have not dealt with that. And I would just say two things for those in hip-hop. Poverty and pollution are the same thing. They're not different. And so we have to get out here and fight, figure out how we can fight both poverty and pollution at the same time. And the second thing is that the only path to climate justice is through social justice. There's no other way to get to climate justice unless you go through social justice. And so I think that there's been a misnomer. I think this is one of the reasons why many in the climate movement are now coming back toward this way, are embracing movements that are involved with social justice, because they know there is no way to get to climate justice unless you go through social justice.
89.1 WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment continues. I'm Lisa Wozniak, and we're talking with Reverend Yearwood about climate change, engaging young voters, and the Hip Hop Caucus. Reverend, in early August, the Obama administration announced its landmark Clean Power Plan, setting the first ever limits on carbon pollution in our country. It's a huge step forward in addressing climate change, as you know. How do you see the Hip Hop Caucus intersecting with this announcement and this move on behalf of our president?
I think it's fantastic. In the words of many young folks in the Hip Hop Caucus and around, they will be out there chanting, "Hey, hey, ho, ho, dirty coal has got to go. Hey, hey, yeah. Ho, ho. Dirty coal has got to go." So I think this is fantastic. I mean, the reality is that people of color, minorities, face nearly 40% more exposure to toxic air pollution, One in six African-American children have asthma. 68% of African-Americans live within 30 miles or even much closer to coal-fired power plants. And so this is a landmark, because not only will this deal with the carbon dioxide and the pollution, but also sort of affect the present danger of what it means for those who are having asthma and emphysema and cancer, but also the future concerns of climate change, which is definitely the same. Carbon dioxide is heating up our planet and causing our planet to become much more unstable day by day.
Let's talk about that as it pertains to Southeast Michigan. Right here in Southeast Michigan, we have incredibly dirty air. In Detroit, we have the most polluted zip code in the state within the city boundaries. Last year, we had a huge pile of petroleum coke, the byproduct of oil refinery process, pile up on the shores of the river and blow soot throughout the community into people's lungs. These are, as you pointed out, disproportionate burdens on very, very low-income communities. How do you see this tour, this national bus tour that you're leading and engaging in, changing the scope of things and addressing this problem, notably in Southeast Michigan?
I think Michigan particularly is one of those places which is the epitome of what we need to solve. In the city of Detroit with the Marathon Refinery, and what that does in regards to bringing on the tar sands in and those toxins that are literally killing people there. I was there a little while ago. I saw literally playgrounds next to the Marathon Refinery. It was just so disheartening to imagine these children living up in that regard, the Dearborn area, the same situation on the shores of there in Michigan. I think that we see this over and over again where people who are putting profits before people are winning, and that must change. And I think it's coming at the expense of people's lives. And so this is a real concern. And so this tour is just to bring awareness to that. You know, as you mentioned, Hip Hop Caucus, you know, has been, you know, mobilizing hundreds of thousands of young people to the polls since 2004. That's been kind of our main thing. But also we've been building support for the climate movement among cultural influencers. That work led to People's Climate Music last fall, which then led to the first ever climate album called Home, H-O-M-E, which is an acronym for Heal Our Mother Earth, featuring artists such as Common and Neo and El Varner and Malik Youssef and Antoinique Smith, who actually Antoinique Smith, Grammy nominated, and Malik Youssef, 5-time Grammy Award winner, will actually be on the tour. So people can come out and check them out and ask Malik, since he produced most of all Kanye West's songs, about all Kanye West questions. But and so with that, we will be using this platform to really bring more exposure, so to speak, to the climate movement. And so the purpose of this for us is that we want to expand the frame and popularize, in essence, the climate movement using culture. And then we want to grow the climate movement in size and by increasing its diversity, because we know if we don't do that, then we won't be able to really have the legislation that needs to be passed to create the change that we need to see. And then finally, we need to move people to action on climate, on a real climate issue agenda that employs both political, economic, and cultural strategies that help the transition, not only Michigan or our country, but our world to a clean energy future. And so I think that's what this tour is, what we're trying to accomplish. What we're doing simply is that we are organizing people. And we believe, at the end of the day, organized people beat organized money every single time.
Well, Reverend, I wish we had more time to talk, and I wish you an incredibly good tour. I know this stop today is in Dearborn. You're traveling all across the country. I hope to talk to you again, and we'll get more in-depth in this conversation. But thank you for your time today. That is Reverend Yearwood, President of the Hip Hop Caucus. I'm Lisa Wozniak, inviting you to join me next month for the next edition of 89.1 WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment.
Lisa Wozniak is Executive Director of the League of Conservation Voters. First Friday Focus on the Environment is a monthly feature heard as part of Morning Edition exclusively on 89.1 WEMU.